and welcome back to Planet Nibiru. I hope you have had a very wonderful holiday season. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and I wish you all the best in 2017 as we move into a new year. I'd like to take this opportunity to specifically thank all of my subscribers, everyone who has participated in the conversations online and who have contacted me via email, folks who have sent in pictures that they have taken, folks who have sent videos. That is a great help to the channel, and it is awesome to be involved with such a great and open-minded community. People who, like myself, are searching or seeking answers to some of these questions, some of it paranormal, some of it just these phenomenon like the Mandela effect. And today's we're going to be talking about that specifically. As I've been doing some studying, I took a little time over the Christmas break to really look into residuals and things that kind of prove that the Mandela effect really is real. For right now, I would like to jump in with one of the things that really starts with the name Mandela effect. And for those of you who, most of you guys know this already, obviously, that it was based on Nelson Mandela and that many people remember him dying back in the late 80s, early 90s. And then, of course, he died in 2013, and we all remember the funeral that he had in 2013. Some people who experienced Mandela effect remember Nelson Mandela dying many, many years ago, well before the funeral in 2013. So, to that end, I found some residual information that kind of goes to prove that many of us remember that fact, not because of bad memory, but because perhaps it was published and we read it, or perhaps it was even on television, we remember it, something like that. But to that end, there was a book written back in 1991, I believe, and the book is called English Alive. And that book specifically states that Nelson Mandela did die in 1991. The book was published on October 1st of 1991, and the title is English Alive. It was written in 1990, was published in 91, and you can clearly see in this book that it says, and this is a non-fiction book, a book on English. It is an educational book for South Africans, so I can't help but wonder why someone who took the time to write a book and who would reference the fact that, you know, the chaos that erupted in the ranks of the political community in South Africa when Nelson Mandela died on the 23rd of July, 1991. How could someone miss that? Why would someone write that in an English book, if it was not true? So I think that this is a pretty solid piece of residue of the Mandela effect. You can see the text here where it says, you know, Nelson Mandela died on the 23rd of July, 1991. Now, as someone who produces videos and someone who has done technical writing in the IT community, you know, you have to do your research on these on things when you're a writer. If you're writing something that's going to be published, whether it's internally for your own company, or whether it's externally, if it's going to be a public piece of information, a book or something like that, you generally do research on the topic before you write things. And I would think that any writer worth their salt, especially someone who gets published, would do that as well. So this person wrote this in this book, and I don't think that they wrote this haphazardly, just off the top of their head. I don't think that that date just stuck in there somewhere and they just happened to write it down. I'm sure that that person, when they were writing this book, did some research, got the date of his death before they wrote this into that book. So with that said, I would love to hear back from you folks to hear what you think could be behind this. Why would someone write this if it wasn't true? Or why did they find this information out there when they were doing their research for their book? Most people who are writing, especially nonfiction books, go to great lengths to make sure that the information is accurate. And I don't see any reason or any way someone could gain by publishing this information inaccurately in a book, especially one that was going to be used in the South African educational system. So please get in the comment box and let me know. And we're going to be doing a whole series on these residual effects. I've found a few and I will be looking for more of them because I think that they go directly to the point of proving that the Mandela effect is very, very, very real. So thank you for watching. Thank you guys for everything, for all the comments, the likes, the shares, all of the things that you've sent to the email box. I have a ton of stuff in there from users, or excuse me, from the subscribers that have sent pictures and videos and stuff, and I have to go through that. I haven't been home throughout the holiday, but I will be going through that and trying to work that into this series, or work them in as I can, as I'm focusing on this series of the Mandela Effect residue. And we will, of course, be running Planet X updates as usual. So, thanks again for watching, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you.